How we doing?
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving. Who's first?
Jack said he wants the guys to play faster.
Yes.
How do you make that happen? How do you?
I think the one thing we're trying to truly establish, and I think the main thing is you got to do it in a couple of days. You got to play with confidence. You got to have that ability of going out there, knowing your assignment, you know, and playing faster. It's not to say that, you know, there's been times that we've simplified things, but taking the thinking out of the game and making them reactors, I think, is most important. So going out there playing fast, and that's doing the little extra things of the attention to details of studying and getting those things processed, and see ball, go get ball.
How's this defense going to look different at all, if at all, under you than it did under
Cam? You know, we got to go out and we got to play better. You know, play better. We got to coach better. We got to do a lot of things, different. We got to create turnovers. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, missing from any defense. You got to get off the field on third down. We got to go out there. We got to affect the quarterback and make him uncomfortable. And I think when those things happen, that gives you that confidence, you know, to keep doing the things that you want to do. Differently, we're going to go out there. We're going to play hard. The one thing I've always stressed and always been about is technique, fundamentals, and unbelievable effort. And I think those three things can get you home.
You coached against Phil Musgrave before, but
yeah.
In this particular week with him being new, do you have to, you know, scout the scheme and his tendencies kind of?
Yeah, you got to look at all those things. I think, you're human to the fact of we've gone against each other before. There's certain things. You always got to, you know, understand what he's about and what little things pop into my head from seeing him. But you still got to go based off of what you're seeing right now, the film that you're seeing, the plays you're going off of it. And you got to, you know, be prepared for everything. He does a great job, and he always has those guys ready to play, and there's always going to be something new.
A lot of these players, obviously, were tight with Ken.
Yeah.
How does that part of it, how do you deal with that?
You know, it's tough. It's tough in this business. You know, I told the guys the one thing about this business is, you know, I've always felt, and some coaches a long time ago told me we're all on one-day contracts, and you live every day, and you coach every day, and you play hard, and certain things like that is tough. You know, there's a human element to this. We are family, and it's sad any time, a member of your family, gets dismissed or something. But at the end of the day, we got the Broncos coming in here on Sunday, and we got to get our minds right to, you know, go play this game, that's something that they've done. They've done a great job with this week, truly focusing in on what we need to do.
After being with the defense last year that had 18 interceptions, what have you seen from this year's defense that is maybe helping back in that regard?
You know, it's the opportunities that we've missed. I think sitting up here, it started with week one of having two opportunities that went right through our hands. Not like a tough play here and there, just catch it. Catch the ball. You know, I talked to these guys this week about we got to do simple better. And what is simple? It's fundamentals of covering. It's tackling. It's communicating. It's catching the ball when it comes. We've had opportunities, okay? It's not like we're out there struggling, straining to dive and lay out for the thing. It's hit us in the hands where we've had many, many opportunities, and we chart them. You know, those are our mops. Those are our missed opportunities. We got to come up with the ball, and we just got to go catch it, make the play when the ball's in the air.
Can you give us an idea at all how many opportunities you
think? I don't know the number offhand, yeah. But I visually see them all right now. So if you give me a couple minutes, maybe I can go through. But you just got to make those plays when they come to you. When that opportunity comes, you got to catch it and, just keep working at it. Is it unfortunate? Yeah. But you know what? Every week's a new opportunity. We get opportunity this week to be able to do that.
The buzzword when you came in sort of was communication.
Yeah.
On the back end.
Right.
You've got a veteran free safety out there.
Right.
How do you think that's gone?
I think it's helped well. I think, you know, anytime, I'd love to look at our numbers from the explosive plays are down from last year to this year at this time. I think that's still an more important thing of letting the ball get over the head, but we're communicating. It's just, it's how fast now can we play out there on the field, the things that we need to do and the attention to details, those little things, but communication is always a key, and it's big every week, and we're improving on it every week. It's never perfect. It's never going to be perfect. And, we just got to keep getting better at that.
There's a play Sunday on the first drive for New England where it was third down and Markell Lee had a blitz through the B gap. And before the snap, he kind of did a jab step. And Brady was able to see that the blitz is coming. So if he adjusts enough protection, certainly the route. And then I think Amendola was the one who caught it right behind him for a first down.
Yeah.
Disguising is something that certainly important to any defense. This defense, that was something talked about a lot in the preseason. What did you see on that play and on the season as a whole?
You went deep on that play. I'll give you credit on that because I'm trying to remember the play. No, disguising is always a big part in the National Football League, and I've always prided a defense on being able to disguise, to not give those quarterbacks the pre-snap reads of truly understanding what's coming. How that's gone, I can always be better. I think we can take it to another level. You have to coach that every day. You got to be able to do those things and make sure it meshes to exactly what you're doing. I look at this game a lot of times as a chess match. You're always trying to set up that next move, and by your alignment, by your feet, by certain things, how you align can change something to the next play. So you're talking about a quarterback in Tom Brady that can see a lot. You gotta do a lot more to those quarterbacks, that veteran quarterbacks that's seen everything. So, you know, from that standard, it's just you gotta really disguise, and you know, if they see you coming, you better come then. Go get them.
One of the, you faced Bill a number of times last year.
Yeah.
One of those was one of the more memorable games, the play caller. When you were in San Diego, it was that Christmas Eve game.
Yeah.
Where Dontrell's playing safety. And
yeah.
Four DB starters went down.
Yeah.
The game. What do you recall about that whole game?
Surviving. It was. It actually came up this week. We were talking about it. I was giving the receivers, not saying any names, but I was telling them how I had a receiver in San Diego locking him down, and they were laughing about it. They said, "Yeah, coach, we do remember that." And yeah, that was just something that you always prepare, you know, for something like that. And you've talked to guys. You don't get a lot of reps on it, but you're always in that emergency mode of guys that you have that where you can place other guys in that spot. But the guys, you know, executed and played that night. We still lost the game, but it was something that, you look back on and you see they did a good job of just handling that adversity that they were set up with.
At this point in the season, can you make big changes, or you have to kind of hold back and just try and tweak some things here and there?
There's always room for change, and there's always room for doing things better, you know? Without telling you our game plan, it's about we go out and we go execute the call.
Are there some, bottom line. Not obviously divulging anything, are there guys that maybe you haven't seen a lot of that you're going to want to see play?
Same guys. Same guys gonna go get it.
You've obviously worked closely with Shalom Mwani over
his
time here. I know he got an opportunity. There was the Miami game, and there were certainly some aspects from that he could learn from. But he's an example of Buffalo.
Yeah.
But what has stood out overall just about him and his growth and his proposed approach since he's been here?
I think Vise has done a heck of a job with him as a safety. He's learning. He's still understanding. He's young. His buzzword that always follows him is he's got great instincts. So I might as well just jump on that. He's an instinctive player that can see the ball and he go gets the ball. And you got to have that playmaking ability. He had some great tackles. He had a great tackle this past week in the New England game coming off the edge. Something that he needs to keep improving on. But he's young and you just, you know, keep giving him those reps that he keeps improving. But he's got instincts. He can run, and he has a knack for finding the ball. Opportunities again. I mean, we've had ample opportunities. It comes down to finishing. We talk about it all week. Anytime you get the opportunity to get the quarterback, it's a guy fell here, a guy missed here, that opportunity to get him down. It goes the same way with our turnovers. The ball's on the ground. Last week, we got three guys standing over it. We got to jump on it. It changes the game. Those opportunities, the missed sack opportunities, the rush keeps improving. Guys are getting better. I think it's you look at a game last week and see how 90 rushed for us this past game and how he stepped up and did had some great pass rush moves that got a couple quarterback hits, you know, last week. So you see those guys improving, and Eddie and Khalil and Bruce and Danico and all those guys in there we gotta get them down when we have the opportunity.
How do you think the secondary as a whole has adjusted to the injuries, whether it be Gary on Obi and David, and just rotating in whoever's in there?
I think they've been, I think they all adjusted well. I think, you know, the thing that always happens, you got to, when your time's come, you got to go answer the bell. And I think they've done a great job of being put into those positions. Guys that are at times special teams core players that end up playing 60 to 70 plays for you. And when your opportunity comes, you do it. So you just adjust and you go with it.
Do you have to approach or coach a player, you mentioned Shalom, just being so instinctual on the field?
Yeah.
Do you want to, for a guy who's played so rely on that instincts, do you want to make sure that he's not in too tight of a box in terms of what you ask of him and allow him to play like that and not put too much on
you
him?
You never take that away from a player. A guy that has instincts like that, you don't want to overcoach those things. You want him to have the ability to go see the ball and get the ball. From that standpoint, he's still got to learn this game. The game, the more reps he gets, the more he sees, the slower this game becomes to him. And then they start understanding it. Right now they're in baby steps of rookie football of making sure I get aligned. Okay, making sure I'm aligned properly in that sense of when the ball snap, where do I have to go? And I think from that moment, you know, he could take himself out a couple steps just from not being in his proper landmark or proper depth. And that happens to him. He's a young player, but you never, ever want to take away anything from an instinctive player that you can, a lot of times you just can't coach.
You mentioned the pass rush. Are you excited about working with Khalil Mack and kind of getting...
You're always excited. I walk since day one, since I've been here. You find yourself, I stare at the dude and watch him work and how professional he is and being able to, you know, help over the weeks and certainly even more now of being able to, you know, design that type of rush. We understand what we got to do. We got to go affect the quarterback, and we haven't done enough of that. So how do we change those certain things? Well, we keep working at it. We keep doing those types of different rushes that we can implement. But from that standpoint, he's been unbelievable.
Obi, I believe he played some corner in college, but
yeah,
more of a safety by trade, it would seem, from what he was brought in here.
Yeah.
A lot of tight end type stuff, but as a safety, your left cornerback situation, it is what it is. His usage has somewhat reflected that on Sunday. Is there a line at all, a balance between you want a player to come in and help you and fill a spot, but also just finding where his development is, where his experience is, where his comfort is, and especially for a young guy, not putting too much on him?
Great question. Understanding that type of role. He's played corner. He's played safety. Where we were in the week, you know, how we felt he was going to go in that situation and play. I think the biggest thing, being young in that setting and being in a fast tempo offense, I think it really, you know, more or less, it's a strain. You got to go. And, you know, he needed more of those preseasons that he didn't get the opportunity to make those things. I think he, you know, recovered well in certain situations. He gave up a deep ball. That's going to happen. He better have a short-term memory and be ready to come out and play the next snap. But I think when you're always developing as a young player, you got to be able to use those guys and put them in different spots. Like you said, there could be injuries, there could be anything, and you know, he's got to take advantage of next time when he's called upon in those certain roles to be able to go out there and do the things that we need to do. And there's always going to be growing pains with young players, and he's got to grow up real quick and understand that we cannot let the ball go over our heads on those deep balls.